Have you ever considered printing out flyers to promote your business? Or have you been putting ads in the paper for months or even years? But do you know if these methods are actually increasing engagement with your business in a world heavily dominated by the digital space? Well, today I'm going through some statistics with you and discussing whether or not flyers and printed ads would be useful for you in this day and age. But before I begin, I want to give a big shout out to my work experience student, Grace, for her amazing efforts to put all this data and a large portion of this episode together. So thanks, Grace. And as I said to you, you're very welcome to come back and work for me anytime. Without further ado, let's jump into the episode. Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. The show features a beautiful blend of guest and solo episodes covering marketing and business growth topics, as well as ways to improve your physical, mental, and emotional self. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I run a health and wellness copywriting agency while also offering content marketing training. So whether you're keen to outsource or DIY, my team at Right Time Marketing is here for you. Either way, we'll ensure your message is seen and heard by your ideal client. If you're keen to connect, feel free to book a free 15-minute chat after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. Okay, so before I kick things off, it's been a little while since I've done a solo episode, so I thought I'd give you a little update from me. First things first, for those who are watching the video, you will see that I'm in a different space. I actually have an office space now at Rouse Hill Town Centre, for those local to Sydney's Hills District, you know where that is. And it's amazing. I've been here since beginning of February. I very well timed it. So it was the same week that my youngest started kindergarten. So a bit of a hectic week, just all the stuff involved with that change. But I'm absolutely loving it. It's a lot quieter than home because my home office is right like on the street facing side of the house, and I hear cars, I hear lawnmowers. Many times I have stopped recording a podcast just as a lawnmower started, and all that kind of stuff outside. This office is a lot quieter. I don't get any of that. So that was one of the first things that took me. I had to get my little diffuser going just so I had some sort of white noise. Also, I love that I'm not walking past the piles of laundry and the dirty dishes. Because, yeah, I'm not always on top of that as I go to make a cup of tea on my lunch. So I'm completely separate from that, and I'm trying to be mindful of not making my own office cluttered as well. But yeah, so that's really exciting, and it's just making me feel like more of a professional business owner. You know, these little steps you take, like getting a PO box or getting even just an ABN when you first start, and this is like the next thing. So yeah, that's me in the space. Another big update is in end of February, I spoke at my very first conference, the Altitude Conference, which is with the Women of Altitude and Men with Altitude. And that was a great experience. I was doing the closing talk and had that pressure of, you know, everyone's tired and trying to keep their attention. But I believe I did it because I did get some really nice feedback afterwards. And it was just, it felt amazing. So I'm keen to do some more conferences this year, or at least get my name down for next year. So watch this space and you'll see what happens. And the topic was Just Ask, Just Do Be You, which is going to be the title of my book, which I haven't admittedly written much since that conference. So I need to get back on it. What else? So I actually ran another business blogging strategy session, which was face-to-face. Can you believe it or not? First one since 2019. And that was actually for a client who I met at that conference. So that was brilliant. And it was for a team of physiotherapists. So I can go in-house. I'd actually love to do that more. Or you can come to me at Rouse Hill Town Centre, Foundational Business Centre is actually the office. And I've got a space here and I'm running them roughly every 6 weeks. Might bring it back to monthly once I build up the numbers. But it felt great just talking about blogging from the SEO side, the structure, kind of ideas, and then actually giving them space to map out those ideas and put together skeletons. And we have discussions and all that kind of stuff. So stay tuned. I've got another one coming up in May and June. I might put that in the show notes. We'd love to see you there. Or if you are listening way into the future, just check out my website, righttimemarketing.com.au, and see what else is coming up. So that's really exciting there. Another little update is I'm going through a rebrand. So keeping the name Right Time Marketing, but just updating the logo and the colors. As you know, I'm big on the turquoises, teals, aquas, introducing a bit of purple and a bit of yellow, a bit scary, but just to mix it up. So a big thanks to Elise Elliott from Pass the Salt for that. And I just need to work out how to update my logos on the website, but otherwise all my marketing collateral and socials, you will see that that's all coming out. So yeah, that's all very exciting too. It's just a bit of a facelift. I've had the same logo for about 7.5 years. So yeah, I feel like it definitely encompasses where I'm going with the business. And the logo actually has the tagline, which came to me at 3 a.m. in the morning when my little one had come into bed, where content meets community. And, you know, as you know, I'm big on the networking, I'm big on community, and I'm not just someone who hides behind the desk and behind the computer. So I feel like content meets community is perfect. And I love the alliteration too. The final update is the Stars of Western Sydney fundraiser, dance fundraiser for Cancer Council New South Wales. I did share a few episodes ago a bonus episode for when I was interviewed on local radio, so I thought I'd give you a bit of an update with that. So as a collective, all of us raised almost $120,000 for Cancer Council New South Wales. Absolutely incredible. I myself just got under $5,000, so my target was $5,000, it was just under, but I was forgiven because I got a lot of publications featuring it, and I was definitely, yeah, all across my socials. There was videos of me dancing with my kids and dancing with my dad, which, yes, people seem to love. So check out my LinkedIn account. You can have a look at those videos. And, yeah, but the dance itself, very nerve-wracking. It was a very big day. I was there from, like, midday. And I had this, yeah, history from dancing as a kid, not doing well at competitions. Nerves seems to get the better of me. But I feel like, it was a great performance. I had a lot of fun. Some little missteps, which maybe didn't look as clean as I was hoping. But you know what? It was a lot of fun and the crowd loved it. And my kids last minute came along as well. And they were so proud of me and my family, and a couple of my closest friends came too. So it was very special. And when that video is released, keep an eye on my socials because I'll be sharing that for sure. But yeah, so that's it from me for a little update. Let's now kick into the episode. But if you do want to obviously hear more about what's going on in my world, then you can follow me on LinkedIn, just search Leanne Shelton, or Instagram, Leanne Shelton 247. My birthday is 24th of July, in case you're wondering. All right. So as part of Advertising April, I thought I'd take this episode right back to the old school forms of marketing. So looking at flyers and printed ads, and discuss where they should be part of your marketing campaigns. Because, you know, digital media marketing is consistently on the up and up, but what about printed marketing? Many people say that it's either dead or dying, but how much truth does that hold? Well, when you probably think of fly mail outs, you might think of spam and those unwanted pieces of mail that wind up in your letterbox, that end up in the recycling, that have no relevance to you. And yes, many businesses take this approach, but it's been shown to be largely ineffective. And this is because they take a spray and pray approach, meaning they're not properly targeting their audience. So I reckon there's an art to ensuring you get great results from doing mail outs. Well, first of all, they're going to be more effective if you're promoting something people want or definitely need. You have to know your demographics here, and that comes to all of your marketing, but especially with printing if you want it to be successful. And timing it right is key as well. So first of all, who appreciates letterbox stuff? I don't think we have one at the moment, but, you know, no junk mail signs. A lot of people hate it. But yeah, maybe your demographic are older people. Maybe you are targeting particular suburbs and it relates very specifically to what you're doing. So it's a fate or something that you're offering that's very specific to that area that everyone would enjoy. Timing is right as well because, for example, you might have a gift business. And so gift-related brochures just before Mother's Day or Father's Day or Christmas can be very well received. But then there's also, if you offer something that's more timeless, like beauty treatments or organic fruit boxes, it can actually be hard to get a response from the flyer alone. So, yeah, I guess, yeah, if it's not time sensitive, it's just like, oh, maybe I'll get that one day or whatever. But also, apart from that, these types of businesses, people are likely to seek feedback from friends or family first. Something like beauty therapy or fruit boxes, or if you do offer something else unique, if there's any sense of uncertainty, people aren't going to follow up. So they're likely to want to check out your website and check out your Google reviews before they progress any further. So then make sure your online presence is up to scratch. Don't focus heavily on creating beautiful brochures if your website looks dodgy. And make sure you put your website link on the brochure too. I personally always want to do further research for anything like that. But I think the most important part to ensure success with print mail outs is actually addressing your mail to people, so their names on the front of the envelope, rather than randomly distributing far and wide. So in a report done by Australian Post, 43% of Australians make a purchase as a direct result of receiving a piece of mail, and 58% say they're likely to follow up on offers when receiving that mail. This is almost the same amount as those who open promotional emails, which is roughly 40%. But how do you get this list of your ideal target market and you don't have their contacts? That can be hard to obtain. I know you can buy these things, but just feel icks just saying it. No one likes those spammy letters, though. So you may personally get those letters saying your business name's up for renewal and encouraging payment, but they're not from ASIC. I mean, they do say they're not from ASIC, but you know, if you don't read it properly, you go, oh, yeah, I'll pay this. So I'm personally like, hell no, I don't, who are you? So I get a little bit annoyed if something's personalized to me and I've got no previous relationship to them. So having said that, mail outs to existing clients can actually have a wonderful impact. Because in a world where everyone is emailing, getting goodies, or a magazine highlighting special offers for products and services they already love are very well received. Because not everybody does that. So are you doing it? Following the recent Altitude conference, I've pledged to start sending out more goodies in the mail to my valued clients, and not just at Christmas time, which is what I did too last year. So to get the ball rolling, I actually bought some postage packs. And from the Altitude conference, I bought some journals from Beck McFarlane, hey Beck, from Pop Your Business. I have sent one out. I will get more. So, are you sending out personalized stuff in the mail, or are you successfully doing flyer distribution? If you are doing flyer distribution randomly or targeted, I would love to hear what your ROI is like. So please pop me a PM on LinkedIn or Instagram and let me know. I'd also like to know your industry, because this could be a follow-up episode in the future and talk about how it all went. Okay, so let's look at print advertising now. So once again, knowing your demographics is important when thinking about whether print ads are something that would be rewarding for your business. So you need to ask yourself, first of all, what age group am I trying to reach? And this is a key one to get clarity around. So a recent study by News Media Alliance showed the median age of newspaper readers is 57.9 years old, with the age range for magazines being 18 to 49 year olds. So if you are aiming for those in their 30s and you're putting in a newspaper, it's probably going to be a waste of time. So that's something to keep in mind. You also want to ask yourself, will printed ads actually increase my inquiries? Now, the problem with printed ads is, unlike digital advertising, tracking the success rate can be quite hard. Because how do you know if someone looked at it in the paper? Whereas with a digital ad, it can tell you in terms of views plus clicks. So how do you get around that? Well, I recommend featuring a QR code. We're all very familiar with those days. Or have a URL to a unique link that's only used for that particular print ad. So if you do have a print ad in a couple of publications, change the link accordingly so you know which ones, you know, are working best. So that way, you can check out your Google Analytics to see how many people came through to your business via that printed ad. Another option is provide a special offer, like 10% off when you mention this ad. However, many people will forget to mention it. And I know this is something I'm likely to do and kick myself later. So what you can do as another option is ensure you're asking everyone where they found out about you. So if it's in a booking form, ensure you include print advertisement. And if you're doing a few different papers or magazines, say which ones, and put that as one of the options. If you're finding out via the phone, you may need to leave yourself or your receptionist a sticky note reminding you to ask that question. Where did you find us? But yeah, you know, another thing is to make your print ads work well is it does depend on the publication here. But some offer the opportunity to write advertorial to accompany your print ad. And that is advertorial equals ad plus editorial. Okay. Editorial or copy you have paid to be featured. So this gives you the opportunity to provide the reader with tips and tricks while also advertising your products and services. And if you can get yourself a regular column or feature, that's even better as you can build up your sense of authority and brand awareness. Okay. So I guess the other thing to look at when it comes to printed flyers and ads is the cost versus reward. That is key. So print ads tend to be more expensive than online ads. And I know I've paid, or my employer or client has paid a minimum of $400 for a quarter page ad in the past. So this is where you have to be confident about your return on investment before going down that path. So don't just put all your eggs in the newspaper basket, because that's the way it's always been done, or what some of your competitors are doing. Online ads can be a lot more targeted and can attract much better results. So you can go back to the last couple of episodes with Mia and Petru to learn more about that side of things. And next week, we're going to have Debbie talking about building a social media community. So it's a bit more of the organic way to advertising there. So to sum up, while people may say flyers and print ads are a thing of the past, the truth is, when done properly, they can be quite effective. And you know what? When it comes to marketing a business, it's all about trial and error. So I hope this episode has offered some different options to explore and something to think about. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find show notes for the episode at marketingandme.com.au. If you enjoy listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating and review via your podcast platform of choice, and grab a screenshot of this episode and share it across your socials to get the message out there. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn to search for Leanne Shelton and let me know you're a fan of the show. You can also find me on Instagram under LeanneShelton247. Or book in a free 15-minute chat. I'd absolutely love to chat about how I can help you grow a thriving health and wellness business. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.